So let's review. Zok the Mishnah, Kol Chazaka She'in Mertaina in the Chazaka. If a Chazaka is not supported by a valid claim, the Chazaka is not proof of ownership. As the Rashbam explains, regarding both Cheskes Karkois, if it was confirmed that a person occupied someone's property for 3 years, and regarding Cheskes Tashmishin, if it was confirmed that a person uses his neighbor's property on an ongoing basis, even for 1 day, as discussed in the Gemara Davav Mat Aleph, Tzarech Litin Ezek Koyech Hechzikba. Only if the Mafsik provides a valid claim as to how he initially acquired the property, the Chazaka then proves his claim that he is indeed the owner, and the Marakam, the last known previous owner, loses because he did not make a Mecha, a protest, during the time of the Chazaka. However, if the Mafsik does not provide any claim as to how he initially acquired the property, the Chazaka alone is not proof of ownership. And the Mishnah explains, Ketzat, Amalai ma'ata oise b'teich shali, v'o'amalai shlo amali adam davami aylam, in the Chazaka. If the Marakama questions his presence and the Mafsik responds, nobody ever objected, his Chazaka is not proof of ownership because he did not provide a valid claim as to how he acquired the property. However, if the Mafsik responds, Shemachartali or Shenasatali b'matana, you sold or gifted it to me, or Avicha Macharli, Avicha Nasanli b'matana, your father sold or gifted it to me, I raised the Chazaka. The Chazaka is proof of ownership because Yesh Leitaina, the Mafsik did provide a valid claim as to how he acquired the property. The Mishnah concludes, V'habah mishum Yerusha in Tzarech Taina. If the Machzik originally did not acquire the property from the Marakama, but rather inherited the property from his own father, the Chazaka alone is sufficient proof, and the Machzik does not need to also provide a Taina as to how his father acquired the property from the Marakama, because as the Rashbam explains, in Odom Boki B'Karkois Aviv Heich Bo Liyadai. A person is not expected to be familiar with the ways his father acquires property, and therefore Tanina Liyarish. Bez Din claims on behalf of the Yerush that his father acquired the property from the Marakama. However, as the Gemara later says, Tainahu delay boy, Horaya boy. The Yerush does not require a Taina in how his father acquired the property, but he does require proof of Edom that his father actually occupied the property for at least 1 day before he passed away, because he must bring a Raya to his claim that the property belonged to his father. The Gemara later also discusses Lekeach. If the Mafzik did not acquire the property from the Marakama, but rather he bought it from someone else, Tainahu delay bayi horaya bayi. The Lekech does not require a Taina in how his seller acquired the property, because Tainin le Lekech, but he does require proof of Eden that his seller actually occupied the property for even 1 day before he sold it, because he must bring a riot to his claim that the property belonged to the seller. As in the following incident, Hahu gavra didar b'kashta b'lisa arba shane. There was a person who occupied a loft in the city of Kashta for 4 years. Asa mari de beisa ashkechei, amalei my boy is by beisa. When the Marakama asked him, what are you doing in my house? The Mafsik responded, meplanya zivinda dezavni minach. I bought the house from so-and-so who bought it from you. Rav Chiya ruled, I islach sahadi didar ba ihu dezavnis minei vafilachad yoyma, ukimna la beyaduch b'iloi loy. If you, the Mafsik, can prove through Edom that your seller occupied this house even for 1 day, your Chazaka is valid proof of ownership. But if you cannot provide witnesses, the Chazaka is not enough proof. Rav, who was present at this incident, added, Chazite ledaite i'omale kamoy didi zavne minach mehemen. I perceive that Reb Chiya would agree that if the Mafsik claims that the seller bought the house from you in my presence, the Mafsik is believed and the Chazaka is valid, even though he has no raya of the seller's occupancy, because migu di boy amale anoz evinta minach, the Mafsik could have made a superior claim that I myself bought the house from you, for which he would be believed even without a raya based on the Chazaka. Therefore, he is also believed with his inferior claim that he bought it from someone else without raya. The Gemara brings proof to Reb Chiya from our Mishnah that rules regarding Haba Mishum Yerusha. Yerush ein etzarach taina. This implies, Tainahu delay bayi, hara'aya bayi. A Yerush does not require a taina in how his father acquired the property, but he does require a raya that his father owned the property. The Gemara says that this is not necessarily so. V'dil malay raya bayi v'lay taina bayi. Perhaps he requires neither a taina nor a raya. Or perhaps only a Yerush requires a raya because he did not pay anything to acquire the property. But a lekech does not require a raya because sha'ani lekech to lishod izuz bichti. The lekech did pay for the property, and the person does not spend money without first making sure that the seller owns the property and the sale is legitimate. The Gemara earlier mentions two other incidents of chazaka she'in matayna. Rav Anan shokel bitka ba'ari, ozel hader gud ba'ari dechavre. A flood had washed away the wall between Rav Anan and his neighbor's property, and Rav Anan rebuilt the wall on his neighbor's property. Rav Nachman ruled, Zilhader, the wall must be moved back to its original place. Ravan claimed, V'ho'ochel, da'asa v'sayyeh b'gude ba'adoy. My neighbor ceded that piece of land since he helped me rebuild the wall. Rav Nachman answered, this is not a valid taina, because mechila b'toisi, he ceded in the error because kihecha da'at lahavas yados, hunamir lahavayada. Neither you nor your neighbor knew the exact location of the original wall. In a similar incident involving Rav Kahana, ozel aisi trei sahadi, chadom etarti utziyasa al, b'chadom etlas utziyasa al. The neighbor brought two witnesses. One testified that Rav Kahana moved the wall into the neighbor's property a distance of two rows, while the other testified that he moved the wall a greater distance of three rows. Rabbi Huda ruled, Zil Shalom Tarti Megoy Tlas. Rav Kahana must pay his neighbor for two rows. Although the witnesses contradicted each other regarding the third row, their testimony combines to form a valid edus regarding the two rows, as we see in the following brisa. Amr Rav Shimon ben Elazar, Leinechleku Beishamu Beisil Ashtei Kiti Edim, Sha'achas Emeris Mona V'achas Emeris Masayim. There's no machlekes Beisham v'Beisil, and all agree in the case of two sets of Edim. One set testifies that a person owes only one mana, while the other testifies that he owes two mana, Shesh Bechla Masayim mana. The person must pay one mana because the testimony of two mana also includes a testimony for one mana, and both sets testify that he owes at least one mana. However, Ma Nechleku Al Kat Achas, She'echere M'mana V'echere M'Masayim. The machlekes is regarding one set of aid, in which one aid says one mana, while the other aid says two mana. The Beishami hold nechleku edusan. These aidim do not combine to form an aidus of one mana because they contradict each other. While the Beisil hold, these aidim do combine for an aidus of one mana because yesh bechlal masayim mana. They both testify for one mana. And halacha follows Beisil as per the interpretation of Reb Shimon ben Elazar.